So the summer season has officially arrived, and this morning we're kind of highlighting all of the things there are to do in and around the community, especially outdoors during the coming months. And joining us this morning is Heather Klo from the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts. You've got a big event coming up. What, next Friday is Boogie on the Block?
Boogie on the Block next Friday off at 6 o'clock. We got some great country music, food trucks, beer tent, of course. And yeah, it's a great kickoff to the summer.
Now, this is right there at the Marathon Center parking lot,
yeah,
right?
So I think this will be the third year that we moved it from Main Street to our parking lot, because we have this great big space. And yeah, you know, I think people appreciate it if we don't shut down Main Street.
So tickets are available at the door.
They are, but we're actually doing pre-sale too. So you can save $2 if you order pre-sale. That's the first time we're doing that. Okay. They're available starting today at 11 a.m., I believe.
Okay.
And then you can go right in without having to buy a ticket.
That will speed up the process there. At the gate. And again, that is next Friday beginning at 6 p.m.
Yes, the gates open at 6.
All right. So circle that on the calendar, because it is a big event and a big fundraiser for the Marathon Center.
Yeah. So it supports our, what I call our mission-based programs. So not the big shows and the shiny stuff that we do, but our education program, our free concert series that we'll talk about in a little bit, I think. And all of those non-profit-y things that we do.
Yeah, so it is definitely for a good cause. You mentioned the concert series, got a couple of outdoor concert series. Once again this year, the Civic Concert Series gets underway here in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, June 19th, we kick off with the Fostoria Community Band. And those are Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'm like, which day are they? Every Wednesday, starting June 19th through July 24th at 7 p.m., hosted by you, of course.
I will be there.
And they feature, you know, we have the Civic Band from Findlay, Night Jazz. We have a low brass collective this year from Northwest Ohio.
Okay.
And a barbershop course.
Okay. So, again, Wednesdays begins June 19th, runs through the end of July. And we know that that is always a great event. Also happening at Riverside Park over the Waterfall Pavilion, the Lunchtime Live series is back.
Yes, and we've added this year. So we start July 5th, 9th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then they run Tuesdays. Those are 11:30 to 1:30 or 1-ish. And they're running every Tuesday through August 27th.
Okay.
And they feature local musicians. So Jason Wagner is usually there. So people that you've seen around town, and they're going to be playing at the band, the pavilion.
Waterfall Pavilion. So a great opportunity to come out and enjoy a little music at lunchtime.
It is.
Have a great lunch in the park with some live music.
Yeah. We get families. We get groups of seniors. Yeah. We get all sorts of people out there just to enjoy the music.
And we're not done yet. There are other events going on during the summer out of doors. First Wednesday of every month is food trucks at the Marathon Center.
Yep. So we used to do it weekly, but it was a little too much. So we're doing it monthly. And we'll have a half a dozen food trucks out there. Last month we started and had some great ones.
Yeah, I was going to say May was the first one for that, but that continues through the summer.
It does, usually through October, actually.
Okay. So circle that for Wednesdays for something different there at the first Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, first Wednesday of the month.
First Wednesday of the month at the Marathon Center for the food truck. Couple of events. Aside from all of the outdoor events that we were talking about that are happening as well at the Marathon Center over the course of the summer, Elliot Lewis will be back.
Yes, July 20th. And that actually is on stage with the audience on stage with him.
Ah.
So it'll be intimate right on stage. And he, of course, has played with Daryl Hall and John Oates and has his show, his famous TV show that he's been on, the Daryl's House, I think it's called. So he's been on that a lot.
Yeah.
This will be his third time at MCPA, but he's been in Findlay a lot.
I was going to say, a lot of folks are familiar with Elliot Lewis. He comes here very frequently.
He has a fan base.
Yeah, absolutely. And great guy, great artist, great music.
Yes.
That is Saturday, July 20th, and tickets are on sale.
They are on sale now, and they're just $25.
Okay. And then in August, you've got a show for the youngins, particularly called Imagination Movie. What is this all about?
Yes. So it's based on a TV show that a lot of kids watch growing up. And it's just going to be a big fun concert inside.
Okay.
We decided to have it inside just in case it's too hot to be outside.
Yeah, and that's August after all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's August 17th.
Okay. A couple of other things that are going on that we want to highlight at the Marathon Center. You do have some adult dance class workshops.
We do, yeah. Summer. So we have been doing those for a few months now, and they are really popular. You can come and just, you know, come with a partner or without, mm-hmm. and just learn a dance. I'm not sure which ones these are, but we've done tango, we've done waltz, we've done ballroom, we've done a lot of fun
And how do folks sign up for those?
Yep, they can go to the website and do that. Yep, okay. It's just like, it looks like you're buying a ticket.
Okay.
And you can register that way.
Okay, so, and that's under the events section.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, if you're looking for something to do this summer, some dance classes for the grown-ups. And also, of course, here right around the corner, you've got the season announcement here in just a couple of weeks,
yes,
which
June
I know
11th.
Is a big event that everybody looks forward to.
It is, and this year's even going to be more fun, I think. So okay. It's June 11th. Mm-hmm. The doors open at 5:15. It'll start at 6, and this is going to be a game show. So it's an MCPA game show.
Okay.
So come be prepared to volunteer to be a contestant.
All right.
And each show that we're announcing is going to have its own little game show, and there's going to be a grand prize winner at the end.
Uh-huh.
Well.
So will be very fun. Do folks need to RSVP for that? Or
no.
Okay.
No, they can just show up.
Okay. And that is June 11th.
June 11th at MCPA. It'll be in Arms Hall.
Okay. And when does that all get underway?
The actual game show starts at 6.
At 6.
Doors
okay.
start at 5:15.
Doors open just after 5. Okay. Anything that you can preview in the upcoming series?
No. Especially
I'm
since
try and get something out of you here.
So, especially since we're doing game show
okay.
style. So last
well, that's
year,
true. We
yeah.
Don't
so
to,
last
don't
year,
give it away.
I hadn't confirmed the Sarah Evans show when I announced the season.
Yeah,
and people love trying to guess it. So I'm like, I'm just going to do that. People can guess the shows.
All
so
right.
I can't give anything away.
Okay.